T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So we've reached the playoffs. Not the Mets. They stink. They missed the playoffs. And let me just point out, what I said to you last week was, boy, you look at everything in front of the Mets. All they actually have to do is win their games and they'll get in. There's enough things on paper that look like will break their way. And Joe, everything broke their way except for the fact that they stink and they lost their last 3 games against the Nationals. So they could have made the playoffs.
Look, they were never making it. I mean, to me, 3 weeks ago, maybe even before that, I knew they were never making it. And, you know, we could I said this a long time ago. You know, go all the way back to the second game of the season when Diaz blew that game, when they looked like they were one strike away from beating Atlanta and winning 2 in a row. And he gives up that home run to Osuna. They lose in extra innings. They got killed the next day, if you remember. And they were just chasing 500 ever since.
But they didn't even need to
get to. That's really what they were.
But, Joe, they didn't even need to get to 500. I mean, if they won 29 games, they would have made the playoffs. That's the embarrassing thing about what ended up happening this season.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I mean, they never gave you the feeling they were. You know, they really didn't. And I don't know what else to say. I mean, they didn't play like a playoff team. The starting pitching was terrible. You know, outside of DeGrom, Peterson, the starting pitching overall was really bad. The bullpen was very up and down. Yeah, early in the year, they couldn't hit with runners in scoring position. That hurt them. They ran the bases brutally all year. That hurt them. Their defense was never that good all year. That hurt them. Pete Alonso didn't have anywhere near the year he had last year. He did wind up with 15 home runs in a short season, but he was nowhere near the guy he had been last year. Just all those things to me really conspired to have them miss the playoffs.
And they did, 26-34. They end up finishing 8 games out of 500, and we end up having in this weird, weird season, a 60-game season, and you got to commend baseball. Somehow they got through it. Everybody played close to 60 games. The Cardinals ended up playing 58, but they could have played today. If it was needed, they were going to play those makeup games, a doubleheader against the Tigers, but the Cardinals didn't need it. They won their final game against the Brewers. They finished 30-28. So the two teams most affected by a COVID outbreak.
Right. Both make the playoffs.
Both make it. Yeah. Led by the Marlins, and I commend Mattingly. I commend them. They did a hell of a job. And look, they even beat the Yankees 2 out of 3 to close out the season.
They did.
As far as the Yankees are concerned, couple of things. We didn't know who the heck they were going to play until late Sunday afternoon. There was a possibility they were going to drop to the 8th seed if the Blue Jays actually beat the Orioles yesterday. The Yankees didn't win enough to ensure themselves the 2 seed. Okay, all they had to do was win their games or in second place in the AL East, not the 2 seed. They left that door open that we could have been talking about Yankees Rays today, but luckily for them, the Toronto Blue Jays couldn't take advantage of it. But there was uncertainty about, will it be the White Sox? Will it be the Twins? Will it be the Indians? At the end of the day, I don't know who they were better off playing. I mean, we say the Twins because they own the Twins, but we are talking about a best-of-3 format.
Yep.
And when I look at the Indians, and I mean this with all due respect, the Cleveland Indians, they're not that good. I mean, they're not a great offensive team. In fact, they were a bad offensive team this year for the most part. They just weren't any good. But what scares you about them is the top of the rotation, which is the same thing that the Yankees have going for them, that they've got two guys at the top that you trust in Tanaka and Gerrit Cole. And in the Indians' case, they have Shane Bieber, who's been the best pitcher in all of baseball this year. They have Carlos Carrasco, who's had a tremendous year. And they even have Zach Plesac, who's gone from, you know, exile to probably being their game three starter. I think that's even officially been announced that if it is winner take all, they're going to throw Zach Plesac, and they should, because the guy's had a brilliant year. He's had like a 2.28 ERA, and that's the part of Cleveland that makes him dangerous, Joe. They have a very, very good rotation. And they will have a big edge in Game 3 if it gets to a Game 3.
Yeah, and they played pretty good baseball down the stretch. I mean, they won 8 of their last 10, you know, to really kind of, you know, position themselves at least in a top-tier spot in the playoffs and get a home field situation for them. Look, I mean, it's a great matchup in Game 1. You got Garrett Cole against Bieber. You can't have better than that. Maybe the two best pitchers in the American League. I mean, you know, you got to – that's certainly appealing. You're right about Plesac in Game 5. I mean, excuse me, Game 3. We'll see who the Yankees pitch in that game. But what are the Yankees? I mean, are they – you know, I mean, it's been such a roller coaster year. 16-6 start, 5-15 middle, 10-game winning streak, and then very, you know, very mediocre, to say the least, to finish the season. So, you know – what are the Yankees right now? That's a great question. The one thing they are is healthy, and that's what you wanted coming into the playoffs. I don't know. My feeling as we go into this the MLB playoffs is that it's been such a crazy year in this 60-game season that I just don't think we're going to have what we expect in the World Series. I mean, that's
– yeah.
It's been that too crazy for me to think it's going to be, oh, boy, the chalk is going to be there. You know what I mean?
No, I agree. It's kind of fun the way this is setting up. It doesn't mean I want this permanently, okay? I'm not flip-flopping here.
No.
But I admit that as a baseball geek, I'm excited about the prospect that starting tomorrow – there's going to be a bunch of baseball games on TV with incredible meaning. I mean, starting at 2 o'clock tomorrow, while we're on the air, there's playoff games, best of three. And then Wednesday is going to be the playoffs on steroids, because you've got all the National League games and all the American League games. And you pointed something out, and this is why I'll try to predict what's going to happen, but I have no idea. In a best of three, anything can happen. Anything that happened in the regular season. Even the recent past, like you cited, the Indians, you're right, are playing good baseball. The Yankees are not. The White Sox are not. The White Sox are actually playing worse than the Yankees right now.
Right, right.
I don't think any of that means anything starting tomorrow. And nothing means nothing, essentially. So there is something kind of fun about that as a baseball fan. I don't want this permanently. I don't want this in 2021. But for the year that it's been, it does kind of fit what 2020's been, that it's going to be nuts, that anything can happen, that a team that finished under 500, whether it's the Milwaukee Brewers or the Houston Astros, or a team that's been ravaged with COVID like the Cardinals or the Marlins, could very well go on a run. And that's actually good news for the Yankees, because in years past, we go into the playoffs and say, boy, guys won 100 games, but now it's best of five, anything can happen. And you could wipe away everything that happened in the regular season, and sometimes that's not a good thing. In this year's case, it is a good thing. Because Aaron Boone said it when you asked him directly last week. It was a good question. You happy with this season? And he's like, no, they're not happy. This has not been a good season for the New York Yankees.
No, it's been very much a roller coaster, as I said. And really, they finished on a sour note, which means they're due to get hot now.
Right? You could look at it that way.
You know?
You could look at it that way. I mean, they played terribly on Friday night. I mean, it was embarrassing the kind of baseball they played against the Marlins. And the concern you have is, can they just flip that switch defensively? Can they flip that switch offensively? Can all of that happen? I mean, Gleyber Torres has been a mess at shortstop all season long. Kyle Higashioka, who is going to start game one, Garrett, that's confirmed. We kind of knew that, but he is going to start game one. He made a big miscue on Friday night. They played a very, very ugly
I was
game.
Very surprised to see the Yankees led the American League in errors.
Yeah.
Think about that. I mean, I didn't realize that was the case, to be
you
very
want me
honest.
To. I'll throw another stat at you. Tell me if this surprises you. The New York Yankees have the second fewest strikeouts in the American League.
That is interesting.
Batters.
Right.
Like,
no,
they have struck out. Now, the simple answer is, well, yeah, because Giancarlo and Judge missed so much time, which I guess could be the answer. But we've talked in years past that putting the bat on the ball usually translates. Look at the teams that usually go on runs during the postseason.
Yep.
But it's really going to be about, can this team play, and you hit on it, can they be the good Yankees? We've seen four different versions of this team throughout the regular season, up, down, up, down. Which Yankees are showing up tomorrow night in Cleveland?
Well, and I think the other thing at work here is that when the Yankees went on that 10-game winning streak, which really solidified them making the playoffs, that it really was keyed by their pitching.
Yeah.
And I think that's really what's going to be the key here, obviously, is that, especially when you're talking about this kind of a series. It's going to come down to that. I mean, it's going to come down to, you know, Cole and Tanaka and maybe whoever winds up pitching game three, if there is a game three. I mean, it's really going to come down to that in my mind.
Yeah, it feels like a series that has no margin for error because of how good the starting pitching is.
Yep.
That one miscue, one error in the field can cost you. Because when you are facing Shane Bieber, the track record this season is you ain't getting much against this guy.
No.
I mean, the guy's had a brilliant season. He has a 1.6 ERA.
He's
going to
win
the
Cy Young in the American League. I mean, there's no doubt about that.
Yeah. Look, here's a couple of things to keep in mind. They popped into my mind, and I'm sure Lugauer's thinking about it with Jose Ramirez. Lugauer knows Jose Ramirez better than anybody, better than Mr. and Mrs. Ramirez, because I think he's had him in fantasy for a million years. You know what Jose Ramirez probably has on his mind today? The fact that he has been... And I'm gonna put it as nicely as I can.
He stinks in the playoffs.
Thank you, Lugie.
Can't get a hit at all.
Well said. Jose Ramirez has been a postseason disaster. 2 years ago, when they were in the first round against the Indians, he went 0-11. Remember the series against the Yankees 2017? The Indians are up 2-0. Yankees came back.
Yep.
Jose Ramirez was 2-20. So if you add up his last two postseasons, he's 2-31 in the playoffs. And Jose Ramirez right now is the only guy, and this includes Francisco Lindor, this includes, you know, Carlos Santana, Franmil Reyes, whoever you want to come up with in this terrible lineup, is the only one who's had a good offensive season. I mean, seriously, no one else showing the Indians has hit this year. Now, that doesn't mean they can't hit for two games.
No, well.
Of course, anything can happen. But their best player, an MVP candidate, has been a walking nightmare in the postseason. And you'll wonder if that's on his mind. And as far as Shane Bieber is concerned, I have no knock on him other than he's never started in the postseason. He's never pitched in the postseason. The Yankees, at least going in, have that edge.
Mm-hmm.
Cole has.
They
Cole,
do.
I mean, look at last year, just in itself.
Yep.
Tanaka has.
Happ.
And I agree, Joe. I think Jay Happ is going to start game three if it comes that far because of that reason.
Well, and also, you know, that could be one of those games where, you know, obviously if it's a winner-take-all game three, everybody's going to be available outside of Cole and Tanaka.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, you know, if Happ falters early, if there is a game three, which, you know, we'll see.
Who knows? But it's going to be crazy. But we do have an opponent, the Cleveland Indians.
Yep.
We all know about the history, 1997, 1998, 2007, 2017, 2-2. This is the rubber match, I guess. For the postseason. That's right, 2-2, because Indians won 97, Yankees won 98 in the ALCS. That six-gamer when the Indians had the 2-1
series.
What
was the year they lost to them with the Midges with Jabba?
2007 with Jabba and the Midges.
Right, right.
And then they got revenge in 2017. We'll obviously talk a lot about this tomorrow as we get set for the American League Wild Card Series.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.